Hello and welcome to Flight Training Handbook. When I was learning to fly, my flight instructor introduced me to the Flight Training Handbook. He said, "The Flight Training Handbook is the Bible of flight training." My instructor went on to tell me how the Flight Training Handbook came into existence. He said the FAA had a conference where instructors and examiners from all over the country came together and were given the task of sharing with the rest of the group how flight training should be conducted. The groups presented what they considered were the best ways of teaching certain procedures and maneuvers and offered the most concise explanations of aerodynamic theories and principles. The instructors at the conference were required to defend their explanations in front of everyone, and the group then voted on what they believed were the finest, most well-received presentations. Those versions of practices and principles were incorporated into the Flight Training Handbook and recognized as the standard explanation of flight maneuvers, flight procedures, and aerodynamics. I recorded this audiobook version in 1989 using a lapel microphone and a cassette tape recorder. My recording studio was a closet for clothing, and my editing technique was to rewind the cassette to fix errors on the fly while reading the book. Having no means of duplicating and marketing the tapes, I put them in storage and listened to them for the first time 24 years later. They sounded quite good. If I were to record the book again, I would use higher quality equipment, maybe speak slower and pronounce some of the words differently, but I think my 1989 recordings are worthy of release, and I hope you will agree. To compensate for the quality of the original recordings, you may have to make small variations in volume or tone while listening to parts of a few chapters. The Flight Training Handbook of 1980 is arguably dated, and while times have changed, the laws of aerodynamics have not. Despite numerous innovations in avionics, greater airspace complexities, and more efficient aircraft designs, the way airplanes fly has not changed. I think you will agree that the Flight Training Handbook of 1980 is a timeless reference work which should be listened to by anyone wishing to improve their aeronautical knowledge.